All right, Peter King is making his yearly stop here in Richmond. Well, I guess it's the second year. First of all, it's always talk about Robert Griffin III here, but this team does have a rookie head coach. Your thoughts on watching Jay interact with his players and the way he ran a training camp practice this morning?
Well, I thought that Bruce Allen made the right hire. I thought he hired the right Gruden, because Jay Gruden, sometimes when you climb the ladder, do everything the right way. Not that John Gruden hasn't. He climbed the ladder also. But I want, as a coach of my team, a guy who has beaten the bushes, who's done everything, and whose career path, his goal is to be a head coach in the NFL. And what I saw today is a guy who interacts very well with his players, who I believe that he's going to, the reason that Robert Griffin III is going to like working with Jay Gruden is Jay Gruden runs, I think, a fairly democratic ship. If you've got a good idea, he's going to like it. It's not just his ideas or his staffs that he likes. So I think the chemistry there is going to be good.
How important it is for the players to feed off of that?
The players have to have confidence in what the head coach is doing and what he's saying, and especially on offense, the scheme that he's running. Look, the defense knows that Jim Haslett runs a smart scheme, very aggressive, pouncing defense. I like the fact that, you know, in adding Trent Murphy this year and also in adding Ryan Clark, who I think is going to be a real asset for that secondary. But I think on the offensive side of the ball and as a head coach, you've got to believe that your coach knows what he's doing, is smart, and is leading you in the right way. And I think so far, I mean, it's ridiculously early, but I think the players like what they see out of Jay Gruden.
And for Robert Griffin III, all the talk about how much he's been through in 2 years. How important is it for him to make sure that this year he focuses on getting himself back to playing football and not worry about everything else?
Yeah, I think that's going to be good for him, because he knows right now, the one thing he's sure of is that he can go out there without restriction. He doesn't have to worry. Last year, I remember being at practice here last year, and he was on a side field because they weren't letting him practice. He just wasn't happy, you know. And this year, it's so different, because he's involved in everything. He's out there running. He's doing everything that he did in year one. And now he's, I think, mentally so much more with it. So to me, I think that Robert will feel more comfortable in this system, and he'll feel more comfortable because, in my opinion, he's going to feel that he's got a little bit more ownership in the scheme.
Peter, Mike Shanahan finally spoke on the record about wanting to coach again and it having to be the right situation, meaning not what he inherited here. Do you believe, A, he will coach again and get an opportunity with a team that has a serious chance to compete for a Super Bowl?
I think Mike Shanahan will have a chance to coach a team where the quarterback is underachieving, or where there's a young quarterback, a new quarterback, because I do think that regardless of the speed bumps here, when you look at Shanahan, he had some rocky moments with Jay Cutler, but he really helped Jay Cutler be a good player. And, you know, you go back to him in San Francisco, you know, you'll talk to Steve Young and those, a lot of people he's coached in his past will just rave about him. So I think that a lot of things got sideways here, starting with that playoff game. And I think once they started going sideways, it couldn't be repaired. And it's hard to repair something when your season is going down the tubes and your quarterback still is probably 88%.
Last thing for you, and then we'll let you go. Appreciate it, Peter King. You wrote a couple of weeks ago about the Redskins. Your thought was possibly a new name, and by 2016, I think, was the year you used. Now that you've been here, and I mean, any reason to think that the NFL is going to step in and kind of disassociate themselves from support of the Redskins? Any reason for that?
I think if you just look at the tea leaves, if you look at the tea leaves and see what's happened in the last 12 months, there's been a groundswell. The groundswell has gotten into the halls of Congress, not just on the sports pages of America and on the internet. And I think that my big reason for saying this is that I don't think the issue is going to go away. And I don't know that you want to be using a really good, smart general manager like Bruce Allen to be out front as often as he has been out front, writing letters, you know, to talk about the nickname of your team. You know, Jerry Reese with the New York Giants, Howie Roseman with the Philadelphia Eagles, they're not fighting the national government about Giants and Eagles. You know, the way Bruce Allen is fighting a lot of arenas here. So I have no proof. I have no reason. I can just feel the momentum going. I can feel the tea leaves being read in a lot of portions of our society. Maybe it'll happen. Maybe it won't. It just feels like pretty soon the NFL is probably going to realize that we can get rid of a pretty big headache if we start calling them the Washington Veterans or the Washington Americans or the Washington Warriors. I don't know what. Pick a name. But it's just a gut feeling. No proof. Don't have a little birdie on Park Avenue in New York whispering in my ear, hey, we're going to get that name out of there. It's nothing. It's just a sense I have reading the tea leaves.